Welcome to Reaching Higher. This is Troy Weidman, your co-host, along with my friend and founder of Reaching Higher, Susie Dahlman, where we hope you self-discover the power that lies within you.
So to take you guys back to the beginning of my story, when I first joined Reaching Higher, it had been less than a year since my older brother unfortunately died by suicide. I was only 15 years old at the time, at a pivotal point in my adolescence, and I felt completely and utterly lost, devoured by the all-consuming heartbreak and grief that follows after losing a sibling.
Susie, that was 2015 graduate Mackenzie Rowe.
Yeah, I am so excited to share Mackenzie's testimony today, Troy. It's a transformational testimony that gives tribute to the power of the Reaching Higher class.
Yeah. To me, it's a story of courage. It's a story of courage in how Mackenzie continued to step into fear and into some very difficult circumstances.
If you remember that day, Troy, that you and I were both teaching, she walked into that class hopeless and without any purpose in life. And 8 weeks later, she walked out full of life and excited to make a difference in the world through her living for her brother.
And that is what we want to share with you. We want to share with you a powerful story and a powerful program that was able to unleash the solution inside of her.
Absolutely. The power in her.
Let's listen.
Okay.
It's been an entire 6 years since I first met the amazing individuals that comprise such a life-changing program. And it's even crazier to think of all that's happened since then. So to take you guys back to the beginning of my story, when I first joined Reaching Higher, it had been less than a year since my older brother unfortunately died by suicide. I was only 15 years old at the time, at a pivotal point in my adolescence, and I felt completely and utterly lost, devoured by the all-consuming heartbreak and grief that follows after losing a sibling. Reaching Higher was an enormous part of my healing process back then. I rediscovered what it truly meant to live rather than just survive through each day. I learned the value of setting goals for myself and sticking to them. I was reacquainted with my authentic self, the Mackenzie who was destined to soar, and I was reminded of the importance of opening my heart back up to others. When I left Reaching Higher, I was at a peak that felt as though it would never plummet to a valley. But unfortunately, as I'm sure you all know, life is a constant journey. And for every peak, there's almost always an even greater valley just waiting to be climbed out of. Just barely 3 months into my sophomore year at Michigan State University, my life was once again altered drastically as my dad was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. Another cycle of grief, heartbreak, and loss perpetuating my ability to truly live. Yet again, I returned to a state of survival. Every day I was grasping on for dear life, just hoping I'd make it through without falling. But I fell hard. There were many days where the light at the end of the tunnel felt so awfully dim that I could barely see one step in front of me. But then somewhere along this tumultuous journey, I was reminded of the tool belt that I gained just a few years prior in Reaching Higher. It wasn't an easy battle. Just like losing my brother, it was the most devastating thing my family and I have ever experienced. But somehow I did make it. If it weren't for the incredible life-building skills, relationships, and overall lessons that I gained during my time in Reaching Higher just 6 years ago, I can truly share with all of you that I would not be where I'm at today. And by the time all of you hear this, I will have graduated with high honors in the top 10% of my class from Michigan State University, and I'll be heading to Grand Rapids, where I'll begin my postgraduate career in the field of communications and public relations. Most importantly, though, even a bigger accomplishment than the job offers or good grades, despite the life-altering, heart-wrenching, and gut-punching obstacles that life has thrown my way, I've made it to the other side. For all the pain this world may bring, I promise all of you that there is just as much beauty. And thanks to this incredible program, thanks to the wonderful people that make up Reaching Higher, I have been reminded once again that this life is meant to be genuinely lived, not just survived.
Wow, Susie. This life is meant to be genuinely lived, not survived.
Absolutely. Mackenzie's testimony is such a testimony of strength, perseverance, and courage, Troy, that she was able to overcome not only her brother's death, but also her father's. It's inspiring, and it shows the power of the pillars of reaching higher, that it's not just for a 8-week season or a reason. It's for a lifetime.
Right. It really stood out to me, and I remember Mackenzie walking into our room, our classroom, and her willingness, right? And she talked about that in there, her willingness to take the class and overcome that, her willingness each week to make a choice to step towards those difficult circumstances. That's what's inspired me about Mackenzie's story. And she continues to make those steps now throughout her life.
I know. She graduated with full honors, top to 10% of her class.
Yeah.
This girl, she soared. She soared forward with purpose and possibilities in life that had been lost, and she regained them. So we all have that in us. Every student has it in us.
We all do. Yes. Self-discover the power in you.
Absolutely.
Right,
that's what
Susie?
We want. Yeah, through the love and support and the relationships that are built in that classroom, in the authentic, open communication, kids walk out stronger.
Yeah.
Able to face what is in front of them.
Susie, you and I have talked about this. There's over a million podcasts.
Yeah.
Why Reaching Higher? Why you and I do a podcast? What's your why?
My why is because, you know what? It's simple. We want to make a difference. We want to spread the good news of the power of the Reaching Higher course and how it can be so transformational.
Yeah.
We know that life is difficult out there for many people, more now than ever in the world. And we have something that can support, strengthen, and help them to live their best life.
We have testimony. We have other testimonies like Mackenzie where it has done just that. And it just excites me, right, through this pain of COVID, that we get the opportunity, and our goal is, if you're listening, we want to reconnect those of you who have graduated. We also want to reach you and reach higher for life with you throughout your life journey. And that's really what excites me about this opportunity. And we heard that in Mackenzie's story. She took the class. The answer was within her, but she just needed to be reminded. She just needed to be prompted as to where to turn to next.
We are so privileged to be able to teach this life-transforming course and to give everyone the opportunity that they deserve. Everyone deserves to feel good about themselves, to know that they matter, and to know that they, too, can make a difference in this world.
So every week on this podcast, we're going to come to you either with an amazing story, maybe with someone, amazing author, someone who can just speak life into you and encourage you in your walk. And we're going to connect that to our 8 leadership pillars that is transformational. So we hope that you'll join us, and we hope to encourage you each and every week.
Join us so we too can help you to make a difference in your life and live your very best life, the life that you were intended to live.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
If you were encouraged by this podcast, please help us to reach others, especially our Reaching Higher alumni, by giving us a 5-star rating and sharing our podcast. We want to reconnect our graduates as we build our Reaching Higher for Life leadership community. We want to hear from you and the continuation of your Reaching Higher story. Also, if you feel a little stuck, like you're not quite reaching your potential, remember, we're reaching higher. We can help. In addition to serving students, Reaching Higher is now helping adults and organizations by offering courses and coaching both virtually and in person. You can connect with us and find out more information about these transformational leadership pillars by going to our website at www.reachinghigherinc.org. Again, that's www.reachinghigherinc.org to check out how Reaching Higher can help you self-discover the power that lies within you.